you're not then, and your wife went, you say, well, what was there? Blank was there.
I'm not with you now. Wait a minute. Say okay. This. Let's start again. You said if we were. Now I want to make sure that I get the beginning properly.
You were invited to a party, yes. For instance. You could not attend, but your wife went.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. When she came home, you say, "Well,
what? How did you enjoy the party?
Uh-huh.
Who was there? Mm-hmm. Did you give excuse for me? Some such thing."
A group of children that obviously belong to more than one family. You ask about them. Blank children are they?
Blank children?
A possessor.
Or are their children?
Or a question about that. You didn't know.
Oh, their children. When you refer to their children, then I think you would, if you're asking how were they, or were they there, you're talking about children that belong to separate families, or how were their children, I mean,
you would say, you didn't know which family they belonged to, so
right.
You'd say, what blank children are they?
Oh, well, what family of children are these? Who are the parents of these children? Some such question. I guess that's coming from, I hope.
Say there's another time when you wanted to go hear a certain speaker, but you couldn't go, and someone went, and you were asking about it later, and say, well...
How did you enjoy the speaker? Or was it good? Or was it well attended? Is something that you enjoyed, that I have enjoyed, or something like that?
If no one else will look out for them, you say they have got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he had better do it for
himself.
What is made of flour baked in loaves?
Bread.
You know how to make bread?
No, I've seen it, but that's about all.
Do you know what the ingredient is that makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Can you tell me different kinds of the way different breads are made? You know,
you mean brown bread and essentially I can't. I've seen the bakers go through their various routine and separate them. For instance, the honey loaf, I've noticed how they put them in certain kinds of pans because they do a little more rising than the others. And of course this is brown bread, and some of your raisin bread, it has, when they're making up the dough, they in a liquid form, they put these raisins in. And after it's chilled, it's stiff enough to put out, and they have a cup that just comes down and it pushes it, after it's cut, it's pushed aside, and these little pans, they put in these pans and they bake, and when they come out, of course, it's sliced bread. I don't know how they maintain that. Because they don't put in any tissues or any wax paper or anything in between them, but it's just the way it comes out. And in many instances, it's cut after, but they have these individual little baking pans that they put them into. But there are any number of ways of doing that. It takes a long time to try to explain. I don't know what I was looking at. I was just interested enough to find out what they were doing, just go through there. Because when they put them in those hot ovens, the area where those ovens are, once they open that door, they're almost cooking there yourself. I don't see how they stay.